You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining me today, just before Christmas, on Inside Out. I'm so glad you're with me today, and I pray that we just take a few moments today and think about a few things as we approach the holiday that gets probably the most attention of any others, and for a whole lot of reasons. And some of those reasons don't directly connect, but here's the idea I really want to get across, and forgive me if you've heard it before. No, actually, don't forgive me. Actually, just think about this, and I repeat it because it's so important and so telling here. And here it is. Christmas is the celebration of the entrance of our Savior into the world. One more time, Christmas is the celebration of the entrance of our Savior into the world. And so all the celebration that you see all around you, and some of it, you know, it's like reindeers and candy and snowmen and, you know, lights and tinsel and all of that, and just remind ourselves that's not what we're celebrating, but that's how some might would be celebrating. That is the, you know, the parade for the heroes. Well, the band and the confetti and all of that, that's not the hero. That's just part of the celebration. I hope you understand what I'm saying there. Well, Christmas, we're celebrating, and what we are celebrating, make no mistake, is that our Savior has come. And he has come to forgive us of our sins and to save us and to bring us into a relationship with our Heavenly Father. And my goodness, Merry Christmas. And that is worth celebrating. I want to focus on one idea and one of the takeaways, not just that this historic religious figure came, but who he really was and what that means for us on the daily, not just for eternity, but today, right now. Part of knowing God is knowing his names. In every name of God, there's a revelation of his character, his nature, his ability, and there's also a revelation of his provision for you. So if you don't know him as Savior, you won't go to him for Savior. If you don't know him as Provider, you'd never go to him to provide for you. If you don't know that he's a healer, all contained in his names, you won't go to him for healing. So we've got to know something very powerful is in each of his names for us. So in Isaiah 9, we have the birth announcement and the divine titles ascribed to Jesus: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And that reveals not just who and what he is, but who and what he will be for you and for me. And while one name could not ever fully describe him and all that he is and all that he does and all that he's able to do, all of those things are implied and contained in that one name, that name that is above every other name, and that name is the name of Jesus. That's who we're celebrating, Jesus. And Jesus is our Savior, but Jesus is so much more than just Savior. And that gives us a clue and a revelation to what he actually provides for our life. And one of the most needed things, and one of the most things that is lacking in so many lives, but is so available for us, is peace. And that's my prayer every day for myself, for for my wife, for my marriage, for my children, for their families, for my grandbabies, for the people I love and know and serve, peace. And Jesus came to bring that peace. He is also called the Prince of Peace. And we love the idea, the sentiment of peace. But peace on earth, we look around in the world and in your neighborhood and on the news, and it just seems like, is there peace? There's broken lives and broken families. There's debt. There's political division. There's pressure. There's war. There's crime. There's injustice and genocide and famine and terror and culture wars and corruption and addiction and domestic violence and anxiety and depression and absent moms and dads and people all dressed up and no place to go. And you know, I'm sorry, that's such a depressing list, but what it does, it highlights the need for peace. And, you know, we've got to find this peace, and that peace is found in the Prince of Peace. So the angels said on earth, peace, peace on earth, when they announced the birth of Jesus, our Savior. So were they wrong? Were the angels wrong when they said, you know, his coming's going to bring peace? Or maybe we've misunderstood or wrongly defined what that peace on earth is. Well, peace is not the freedom from problems and troubles and hostilities, as in all is quiet and calm. And that peace is not world peace. I like to put it this way. Peace on earth is like air on Mars. It's just not there. But you can take it with you. You know, if NASA launched, and I guess there's plans to do this at some point, but I've heard that all my life, but they'll probably get there, put people on Mars. There's no air there, but you can take air with you. So on Earth, there's no peace there, but you can take peace with you. You can have self-contained peace that comes from the Prince of Peace. Part of peace means undisturbed. And so I love that, you know, that even though there's problems and storms and things that are disturbing and are upsetting, yet with his presence and his peace, we can be undisturbed. Or we can return from disturbed to undisturbed. And this peace is refillable. It's rechargeable. It's renewable. Yeah, peace on earth is like air on Mars, but you have to bring it with you, and you can. And you can be at peace. You can be undisturbed, because another meaning for the word peace is wholeness, related to the Hebrew word shalom, one of the most beautiful, beautiful words. He's the Prince of Shalom. It's salvation, it's wholeness, it's a sense, a real sense of nothing missing and nothing broken. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Shalom. He's the Prince of Wholeness. And just as there's internal and external stress and strife, there's also an internal and external peace. Peace comes from God. He's the God of peace. He is Jehovah Shalom because of the completed work of Jesus, our Savior, the Prince of Peace. He himself is our peace. Now that peace flows from a relationship with God. So how do we get this peace? Well, the shepherds heard the angels talk about this peace, and they believed what they heard. And they said, let's go and see this thing. And they went, and they found, and they came back rejoicing because it was real. And so it's the same principle. It's the same pattern. If you draw near, he draws near. If you seek, you'll find. If you ask, you'll receive. If you knock, it'll be opened. And so on that first Christmas, God gave signs and directions and stars and angels to help them find the newborn king. And he'll help you find the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Wholeness, and his peace. Everyone is looking for peace, but my concern is so many are looking in the wrong place. So Christmas, look to the manger as a clue. You can be whole in a broken world, and you can have peace on earth because of the Prince of Peace. I'm so thankful, and I celebrate, and I encourage you to do, celebrate this Christmas. It's the entrance of our Savior into our world. It is the entrance of the Prince of Peace into our lives, and he brings that peace. And my goodness, think about this. In heaven, you won't need peace because there's nothing to disturb. There's nothing broken. There's nothing missing. We need it now, and he is with us now. Seek him, and his wholeness and his peace will be found with him. Think about this. Merry Christmas to you. Peace on earth, peace in your heart, peace in your home, peace in your family, peace in your mind. That peace comes from our Savior, the Prince of Peace. Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining me today. We'll see you the next time.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.